members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Before we talk about your road trip and last week, giving all the coaches the opportunity here this morning to speak on behalf of some of your players who you feel are deserving of all-conference recognition. So I'll turn the floor over to you.
I think we have three guys that are deserving of all-conference recognition. Tyler Sebring would be the first guy I'd mention. Tyler's getting 15 a game and right at 7 rebounds in league play. And he's been probably our most consistent performer just in terms of not only scoring, but just being a leader for us as a young player. And I think he's had a great season overall, but particularly a great conference season. And then Brian Dawkins has been a major key in our improvement this year. He is coming off quite a few injuries in his past and really has changed his physical conditioning, and that's allowed him to play his career high in minutes per game. And he's getting 13 a game and a little over 5 rebounds in league play, or that may be overall. But he's had a great year for us. He's really has an ability to score inside and out. I think that's helped not only him but our offense. And so he's been a major factor for us. And then the third guy I would mention is Danon Swoop. We inserted Danon into the starting lineup right when conference play started. And he's getting a little over 13 a game, and as a guard getting 4.5 rebounds a game. But more importantly than that, he's just been a solid, tough leader for us and been a major, major factor for our success in league play. So those three guys would be the three I'd mention.
All right. Thanks very much for that. Taking a look back at your week last week, you split on your road swing to Towson and Drexel. So a difficult loss up a Towson team that is playing as well as anyone. But then your team is able to bounce back and pick up a big road win up at Drexel. Can you just kind of give me your views on those two games?
Well, we played really tough at Towson for the first 30 minutes, and they played well. And I thought we did a really good job of competing and trying to contest shots. And they hit us with some haymakers. And we hung in there. And to be down 4 at halftime at Towson, we felt like was a good thing. And then they came out at a halftime and punched us again. And we fought a little bit. We just couldn't get over the hump. But I think Towson's playing, like you said, as well as anybody we've played recently. And so that was a tough loss, and in our league, win or lose, to try to get ready for another game, and our game at Drexel's at 2 p.m. is really challenging. And we knew, having watched Drexel's recent games, that it was going to be a 40-minute battle, and I thought our guys had a great bounce in their step early. Drexel came back and took a lead in the first 10 minutes. And then I thought we just stayed the course, and I thought we shot it really well, which helped us in the first half. And then I thought we were pretty tough defensively to get the victory up there.
Talk a little bit about that defensive effort specifically. You guys, I think, held them to 34%, and you've been, we've talked about it some, one of the top defensive teams in conference play and field goal percentage defense, and then specifically the job you were able to do limiting Rodney Williams to just 4 points.
Well, Rodney's such a good player, and he scored a lot of points against us in his career, I'll tell you. But I think our guys did a good job, and we can't say that we've done this consistently this year, but we've really followed the scouting report going into Saturday's game. And after our Towson experience losing there and Towson playing well, and we felt like, it you know, as hard as we played, we made some mistakes in the scouting report, and so we really challenged our players in preparation for the Drexel game and the success that they have with Rodney Williams inside, but really all their inside guys, to lock in, not only play hard, but to play smart and to really make it difficult for them to get easy buckets. Now, Muhammad Bai had 18 on us and was 7-for-9 from the floor, but we really limited Rodney Williams' looks in the paint, and I think that was a big factor in the way we defended.
Yeah, immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Posh.
And your first question is from the line of Jerry Beach with Defiantly Dutch.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm doing something on the spate of big comebacks in the league the last couple of years. There's been 29 games in which the winning team trailed by at least 10 at some point in the game. And I wondered, you know, what your thought is, you know, why you think, you know, leads seem less safe now. You know, there are only 26 such games the two previous years. Why do you think leads are, you know, a little bit less safe the last couple of years in league play as opposed to beforehand?
Well, I would say that 10-point lead is not a big lead. And that doesn't answer your question. I don't know how it is different now than it was 2 years ago. But with the three-point shot, with the talented teams in our league, with the reduced shot clock from 35 to 30, which generally creates more possessions, with the style of play of most of the teams in our league being a little more up-tempo, I think a 10-point lead is not a very big lead. We never feel like a 10-point lead is a comfortable lead for us, even with in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that because you guys are tied with Towson. You both have 5 such wins in the last 2 years and only 1 loss. What makes you guys, you know, so successful? And like I said, 10 points is not a big deficit, but what makes you so successful and be able to come back from, you know, fairly sizable margins in league play?
Well, I would think a couple things. First, I think we shoot the three a lot, and we really try to recruit kids that can shoot. And as a result, we're willing to take a lot of threes. And you can come back a lot faster when you shoot the three as often as we do. Hopefully you make them. But then the second thing I think that's a big thing for us is we're the new guys in the league. And we're at the bottom of the league the last couple of years and trying to climb the mountain. And, you know, for somebody to get a 10-plus point lead on us is something that we face quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And we don't have time to get discouraged. We don't have time to worry about the score. And all we have to do is try to win the next possession. And I think our guys have really bought into that philosophy. And as a result, my initial thought to your question about 10 points, 10 points is not a big lead for us, or it's really not a huge deficit. And I think our guys have bought into that.
Mm. Cool. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jerry.
Matt, before I let you go, you guys get to finish up at home with the regular season, a couple big games, Northeastern and Delaware. Just the Northeastern, you had that 2-point thriller up in Boston. Talk about the matchup with Northeastern and what you'd like to get out of this week to continue some momentum heading to Charleston.
Well, we do want to try to create some momentum going into Charleston like anybody, I think, does. Our game up at Northeastern seems like a long time ago. It was a thriller. It was a game down to the last second. And two teams that I think can score a lot of points turned out to have a pretty defensive battle, and it was a 49-50 point game. I don't remember the exact score, but a low scoring game by two teams that I think can score a lot of points. And so I think Thursday will be another great game, and we have a lot of respect for the talent they have and how good they are. So we do want to create momentum going into the conference tournament.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
See you, Rob. Thanks.
All right, see you.